Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This space was created to get us all back to why we started our journey in the first place. In this sacred space, we understand that the only way out is within. I'm your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy, and I'll be giving life advice, affirmations for success, collective messages, and more. I'm happy you're here. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to episode one of Witches Healing. This particular episode, I want to talk about getting back to the basics of your spirituality. So, I don't know about you, but if you are on social media or have a business that revolves around social media, you may be aware of the fact that a lot of drama that ensues when it comes to being spiritual. A couple things that I've noticed is that spirituality is starting to turn into the new, I guess you could say, the new quote-unquote religion, I guess you could say. Meaning the structure of it all, how everything has to be. It has to be in this certain lane in order for it to be valid. It has to look this way. It has to feel this way. That's not why a lot of people left religions to start their own spiritual path. Now, even though some people may have left Abrahamic religions and probably moved on to other religions that are more aligned with their culture, such as ATRs and things of that nature, which is fine. But I'm finding that a lot of people are getting swept up in the fact that your spirituality has to look like mine in order for it to be valid. Or if I perform this ritual this way, you have to perform it this way in order for it to be valid or acknowledged. Or my mentor, my teacher, whoever taught me this way, what do you mean you can't do it this way? A lot of that's going around. And I just want you to take a deep breath and get off of the phone. Because all of that negativity and that, what does that one coach say, that low vibrational stuff, it's not going to get you anywhere. The intentions for this entire podcast, if you don't know, I do have another podcast, which is more so geared to just, you know, day-to-day things and, you know, spirituality, things of that nature. So it's going to be a little bit more, I don't want to say all over the place because it sounds unorganized, but it is not. But it's more so a multitude of things that has to do with spirituality, whereas the Witches Healing Podcast is more focused on healing, affirmations, things of that nature. So I want you to get off of social media and sit with yourself and think about why you started your spiritual journey. What was the reason? What triggered you to go from whatever form of belief system that you had before to your own individual, personal, solo dolo journey? That's the whole premise, the entire premise of this podcast, is to get you back to the genesis of it all, so to speak. I want you to understand that regardless of what someone else's practice looks like, what someone, you know, how someone, sets up a ritual or what herb they use for this and that, it's all about you, God, or your goddess, spirit guides, ancestors. That is the only thing being or beings that matter in your spiritual journey. on your spiritual path. Your spiritual journey is just that, yours and yours alone. You are going to be held accountable for your own spiritual path, no one else. So I want you to understand that regardless of anything outside of you, you always want to go within. The purpose of spirituality is to break the wheel, to break it, to start anew, to start an entirely different path, to move forward with you making the decisions for yourself as far as how you want your spirituality to look. What does your relationship with God mean to you? What does your relationship with your goddess, your whoever, means to you? That's not anyone's business but yours. Your relationship with spirit is nothing, it has nothing to do with anyone else but you. So I want you to get off of Instagram, get off of TikTok, get off of YouTube, get off of all of these social platforms, even though they are good and you may have your favorite person on there, etc. But spend time with yourself. Think about what it is that makes you happy. Think about what it is that connects you to the spiritual realm. If you haven't noticed, the cover art for the podcast has a lot of symbolism in it. And the funny thing is, when I tell you I'm off the dome with it, I am off the dome with it. So don't play with me. I want you to take a look at the cover art. And I want you to tell me, matter of fact, I want you to message me or email me at info@moonstoneenergy.com. Or message me here on Spotify, if you're on Spotify, and tell me what you see in the artwork. What symbolism do you see within the cover art? Because it's a lot there. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. I wanted it to be something that's going to make you think. Because essentially, the cover art of the podcast has a lot to do with the podcast itself. And potentially future episodes. So I just want you to take a moment and look at it and tell me what you think and let me know what conclusions you come up with, because I'm interested to hear. But just getting back to the basics of everything. When I began my spiritual path, a lot of things that helped me along the journey was, of course, affirmation music. Toni Jones, she got me through a lot, okay? When it came to me breaking down who I was and who I wanted to be, affirmations, music, self-love rituals, protections, that was my go-to in the beginning for me. Journaling, taking a moment to be with myself. That is the, you know, those are the things that help me to create a relationship, not just with, you know, the divine, but with myself. Sometimes we forget that the journey itself is not so much about spells, rituals, who's the bigger witch and this and that. It's about personal development, self-healing, self-discovery, getting in tune with who you are on a soul level. Because I guarantee you, any type of relationship you want to build before you even get to working with any form of a deity or anything, you need to know thyself. Even before your ancestors, before you approach them, get to know yourself. Understand who you are. If you don't know who you are, that's going to create a lot of problems for you in more aspects of your life than you really know. So I challenge you to take some time and hold space for yourself. Create a vision board of, you know, what you want your life to look like, but also create a self-love board or a self-love altar for yourself. Something that is going to get you to a point where you not only take time and, you know, exalt whatever, you know, the divine, your ancestors, but take some time to worship yourself. You're just as worthy as God, to be honest with you. You are very much worthy. So take the time to build that relationship with yourself. Get to know yourself and get to the understanding and of what you want your spirituality to look like, who you want to be, the type of person you want to be, the type of people you want to be around, the type of love that you want to have, whether it be emotional or romantic or platonic. Get back to why and understand what it is that you truly want in order to go about your spiritual path. And I guarantee you, when you take the time to do these things, you will start to see so many more doors and paths open up for you. It's just going to look completely different than it did before. But thank you so much for tuning in and listening and vibing with me, and I will speak to you on the next episode. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.